And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 12th of April, 2013. It was on this day, 1633, Galileo Galilei stood trial before the Roman Inquisition to defend the publication of his book, Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems. It all started 90 years before when the Polish astronomer Copernicus published his book, which laid out his revolutionary theory that the Earth and other celestial objects rotate around the sun. It was at odds with the accepted understanding, which the Church promoted, that the Earth was at the center. Copernicus died about the same time he published his book, so he never got into trouble. But Galileo was already famous. He was a respected scientist, one of the first to show that math could be used to explain the laws of nature and to show that falling objects accelerate at a uniform rate regardless of their weight. He was interested in Copernican theory, but what proved it was the telescope. A Dutch eyeglass maker invented it, 1608, and Galileo got one, and he saw that the moon was illuminated by a reflection of the sun from the Earth and that Jupiter was orbited by its moons. And he studied Venus and realized that the only explanation for its changing phases was that it orbited the sun. The Church held that the Earth was the center of the universe, based on a verse in the book of Joshua that describes God stopping the sun in the sky, and a verse in the Psalms that says the earth was put on its foundations and would not move. Galileo felt that the truth of the Bible was not always literal, that it used metaphorical imagery as well. And he wrote, "I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who has endowed us with senses, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their use. He would not require us to deny sense and reason in physical matters which are set before our eyes." And so, April 1533, Galileo was called before the Inquisition in Rome. He was almost 70 years old. He was in poor health. He was condemned. He was put under house arrest. A few years later, he became blind. He died in 1642. The Church did not lift its ban on Galileo's book until 1822. Gustave Flaubert's first novel, Madame Bovary, was published on this day, 1857, about a woman who takes on multiple affairs to stave off the boredom of her empty existence. The novel caught the attention of the authorities, and Flaubert was charged with corrupting public morals. He was acquitted, and the publicity from the trial made the book a bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Dana Joya. Thanks for remembering us. The flowers sent here by mistake, signed with a name that no one knew, are turning bad. What shall we do? Our neighbor says they're not for her, and no one has a birthday near. We should thank someone for the blunder. Is one of us having an affair? At first we laugh, and then we wonder. The iris was the first to die, enshrouded in its sickly sweet and lingering perfume. The roses fell one petal at a time, and now the ferns are turning dry. The room smells like a funeral. But there they sit, too much at home, accusing us of some small crime, like love forgotten, and we can't throw out a gift we've never owned. Dana Joya's poem, Thanks for Remembering Us, from Daily Horoscope, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, keep in touch.